Hey y'all, it's the business John. I just wanted to come by and talk to you guys for a quick second. So, when are we going to start keeping it really real? When are we going to stop fronting like we got it, but we really don't? I'm tired of seeing you mother suckers riding around and Benz, Mercedes-Benz.
Don't talk about me.
Beamers, that. Not talking about you. Jaguars. Like souped up Tahoes and stuff. And you homeless. Or if you ain't homeless, you riding on Section 8. Like, stop. Can you just, like, keep it all the way real? Like, you only able to have these certain things because
you pay $2 in rent.
Okay, I'm sick of it. Can y'all please just do me that solid? Can we stop frauding? It's not a good look because at the end of the day, we already know. Because if we go over Anthony's house, he got roaches.
Stop it.
But he got a nice-ass core. He always got them J's on his feet.
That mattress on the floor.
Okay, he over there got a bouch. How you got a bed into a couch? Like, bro, come on. Why you got two mattresses put together? We're not doing that. Why are my knees to my chest? Not doing Whoa. This. Nah. I need y'all to stop frauding because I understand. 2020 is in a dream. Okay? 2020 is in a dream. So, by 2021, I need you guys to get it all together. Matter of fact, by 2021, you probably won't have that Beamer, that Benz, or that Jaguar. Ooh. So just keep it real, okay? Because we don't want keeping it real to go wrong.
Yeah. Uno, dos, tres.
Three, bet. We perfectly designed crew, because we the big three. Who run this mother? Who run this mother?
Get him, girl. What's up, y'all? It's the Get 'Em Girl Crew podcast.
Oh, Lord.
Your favorite joints are in the building once again. You know what I'm saying? What are you doing?
Touching you.
Why?
Touching you, touching me.
I swear to God, we can't. We just can't. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know what it is. But it's all good, though. Your favorite joints, we back with another hot episode. This week, and you know, we're gonna get this thing rolling, and of course, before we get
rolling
things
with the homies.
Before we get things started, and you know, we put the pedal to the metal, water, good stuff. Mm-hmm. Let you motherfucker say happy birthday, happy motherfucking birthday to our operations joint, because you know, it's our birthday week, she about to show out, show off.
Fuck it up if it's your birthday, bitch. Hey. Fuck it up if it's your birthday, bitch.
Hey.
Fuck it up if it's your birthday, bitch.
Oh. Ganja cognac. Ganja
cognac. Oh, y'all gotta watch the YouTube.
Ganja
so
and
So how old are you this year?
16.
Mm-hmm. How you go from 40 last year to now you 16?
Damn, 16?
Okay. All right.
You gonna be 18? You gotta be 16.
I haven't decided.
Be 21?
Right.
That's what everybody said. By the time I was 21, I had 4 kids. So I was like, you know, if I go 16, I only got one.
I mean, let her live her best life.
Right. Whatever floats your boat.
We're gonna let her live her best life.
Right. Just let me be.
If y'all are listening or viewing us, please make sure y'all leave us a comment. Shout out the social media, the operations drone.
Yes.
And let her know happy birthday. But.
Thanks.
But the social media drone got a birthday too coming up in a couple of weeks too.
The motherfucking okay. Libra season.
Oh. So. Oh. Y'all can ask social media drone what she doing for her birthday and all that good stuff.
Hot girl coming out. Pop that shit. Hey,
I want to see some dick for my birthday. Shut both you bitches up.
Yes! Whoa! Right in the blowhole. Right in the blowhole. Okay.
But
But I mean, she came all the right shows that I want to see. Well, one just passed that I really, really wanted to go to, but funds ain't where I wanted to be to go to go see no shaky men. And then the next one, I'm like, it's all right, but it's like, I still, my funds ain't where I wanted to be to go see some shaky men. So,
I understand. I get you. I got you.
But that's what I really, really want to do for my birthday. I want to see some dick because I'm not getting no dick. So, I need to see it.
Okay. I respect that, sis. I respect that because, you know, we used to always do at least one good one for her birthday. Round about her birthday. So, you know.
Dangling.
Yeah, literally.
Hey, dangling.
And we haven't been in a few years. So,
dangling.
It's about that time.
A little
bitty okay, do y'all know that one?
Me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Oh, oh.
Ding-a-ling.
Oh.
What? Ding-a-ling. What? Ding-a-ling.
No, I cannot. Okay, took me all the way back to Chrome. But it's okay.
Right.
But anyway, well, how my ladies been doing? How y'all doing? You good?
Yeah. I mean,
you been feeling good? You been feeling good? Obviously, you are. You know, you got drink in your hand, got these stunning shades on, you know.
She got some drink in a cup. Put your stunning shades on.
Put your stunning shades on.
Put your stunning shades on.
So.
Now, gas bright.
Dip.
Gas bright.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, our episode, we,
that's what we doing?
We vibing like that all episode? Okay.
I think it's because we just came off of a good battle.
We did. It was a good battle.
It was a good battle. Oh, yeah. I got to look at the results too. Because I forgot to look at the results.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, what you talking about, like, battle? What are y'all talking about? So, if y'all haven't known, I mean, y'all wish y'all should. Y'all should see our content. All of our social media pages.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? About our, Your Favorite Johns. We have our own versus battle. Y'all gotta tune in every Thursday.
They only like when we put nasty shit up there, you dirty dog.
Or
y'all go ape shit when we put up the nasty shit. Y'all
they do, they do, but you know, I think that's everybody.
Yeah,
that's everybody. That's society. So
I like when motherfuckers get sexually frustrated.
Like me?
Nah, cause you don't put it out on Facebook. Like sometimes, like on Facebook, when niggas get sexually frustrated and them memes are going up, I be like, yes.
See, I can't do that because my sister, who is religious, and my brother-in-law, who is religious, they be then disown me. And I would like to see my nephew.
Girl,
my
listen, when you post it, you just gotta
to block
hide
them. Like, for real, like, because I be wanting to post shit, but I be nah.
You just gotta change your view status on who can see it and who can't.
But see, that's because, like, you be like, it is what it is. Y'all already know.
Grandma won't hear. My mama already know I'm crazy.
I can't have my sister and my brother-in-law knowing how wild. They already know, but they don't know at the same time. So I can't let them get, like, all into it.
They don't know about this whore. Okay.
Ooh.
Don't listen to what people see.
Sing it.
They don't know about your true shit. Cause you really deep down inside is really a whore.
I was with you until about that whore.
Like, what? I'm just like, y'all can't call her no motherfucker whore, okay? I'm the only motherfucker that call her whore. You call
exactly
her whore, I'm coming, okay? I'm pulling the fuck out.
Pulling up. Okay.
I'm just saying, I'll knock your motherfucker
out. Well, since we talking about some they don't know. So, did y'all check out that presidential debate that happened this week? Honey, child, chicken wing. Listen,
chicken
they pie. Don't know. They don't know. Okay? Especially
that
the
was
one with that comb over. He don't know.
That
okay?
Was,
nobody knows. Nobody
that
knows.
That was 15 minutes in, I put up the status on Facebook. This is a shit show already.
It's a mess. I was like,
15 minutes in.
Why, 45, like, why aren't you letting him talk?
They was, like, Chris Wallace was very good in a sense of him explaining the rules before they even started talking. Legit, first question in, number 45 interrupts Joe Biden. I'm like, he said the rules. Like, you just wait your turn. You're going to have a chance
to rebut
it. Right. Like, you're going to have your chance. Like, after he says what he needs to say for his 2 minutes, you're going to have the chance to rebut, like.
Yeah, he wasn't feeling that. He wasn't with it. Of course, 45 always got to talk over somebody and make his presence known. Like, we don't see your orange ass sitting there with this fucking comb over. This feathered comb over. Like, I just don't get it. You know, and look like you be tanning in orange pills every day.
Cheetos. With these,
yeah, Cheetos. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cheetos. Swimming pool.
With the dangerously cheesy Cheetos. Yeah, those ones. Yeah. You know, he always got them damn, you can tell he wearing the little Cheeto blockers because around his eyes be all white.
Yeah.
All the time.
He wear them, the black thing.
Yeah, he wear the Cheeto blockers. That's what I'm going to call them. Because they ain't the, they not the... They not the tanning booth block or something. Like, yo, it's crazy. I'll be looking at him like, can't somebody give him a little bit of paint around his eyes?
Or just a little bit. Just like, do a little foundation or something.
A little powder.
Make it all look like it's
Can we blend together. It, please?
Right.
So, I don't know. Operation John, did you check out this?
Man, listen,
check it out.
I don't even know why you asked me. You know good and goddamn well. I don't get
I know she didn't. Because guess what? We proud of her. We proud of her. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't even going to put her out there like that. Yeah, but I'm proud of her.
We're not
going
to talk about it, but we are proud of her.
Yeah, I'm proud of her. She did what she had to do.
Fuck that shit. Okay, I'm only voting so I can get the fuck high. Freely. I just want to free. I want to get high freely. That's it. I don't want either one of them two dickheads, okay? I don't give a fuck about either one of them, honestly.
I mean,
I think
that's...
both of them are fucking retarded, okay? Number 45, you're just a dumb dipshit. And then the other one, he's an old-ass dipshit. Both of y'all just dipshits.
Mm-hmm.
And this is who y'all want to run the fucking country. What the fuck? Y'all should have let motherfucking Kanye run the shit for all that. Anyway, no, I ain't watched that goofy-ass motherfucking debate with them two motherfucking goofy-ass motherfuckers.
Yeah, it was about, I gave it about a good half an hour.
I didn't give it about good shit.
I watched the whole entire thing. Don't
what?
Ask me
how did you do
how
it?
I did it. Without alcohol.
Don't even get high.
Without alcohol. And I didn't have any edibles.
How
like,
did you
and I
do
watched
it?
The whole entire thing.
Yeah, no, because I was cringing doing that 30, 45.
It was like, rough.
That's my freaking
I needed a cigarette afterwards because it was rough. Okay,
she said, "Give me a Newport."
You
should have
hit the blunt.
Chad, you was probably asleep by the time it got done though.
Probably,
yeah, because they was going on forever.
They was like, it was. It lasted until like 10:30, 10:45.
My bitch, I want to sleep.
But you, oh no, you don't got your do not disturb one. That's me. They got it on early. Mm. But let me tell you how I legit was sitting there like. I just couldn't.
It was, I don't even
it was
know
to
how
the
you
point
did that
where,
sense, like, for real.
Like, you couldn't really understand each person's points because it was so much interrupting happening that it was like you couldn't really get through to what actually they were trying to say, like, either one of them. Because Donald Trump was
Who?
Talking in circles.
Who?
I said his name.
Who?
Cheeto.
Okay.
Chester Cheeto.
As long as you corrected yourself.
So he was talking in circles. He was dancing around all these fucking questions, okay?
As usual.
Only the ones that he really, really wanted to answer, he actually answered. Other than that, he was dancing around the motherfuckers.
That's because he didn't remember what was on the paper.
He didn't remember what the fucking question
That's all
was.
He didn't remember what the question was.
I didn't even watch it.
Joe Biden wasn't much better in that sense because, you know, Joe Biden was having issues with remembering the question also. Because
he old as fuck.
But his also was because Donald Trump
kept
the Cheeto. Kept interrupting him.
You got one more time to say that motherfucking name on this shit, and I'm telling you, I'm gonna kick you off the stream.
I mean, it's his name.
No,
shit, it's his
I don't
name.
Give up. Don't say his name. The fuck on here.
Look, don't kick her off.
He is Cheeto with number 45.
But the thing is that, like, every time that he would try to answer the question, here comes Cheeto Face interrupting. And every time Cheeto Face was interrupting, he would be like, what the fuck was the question? What was I answering?
Read
like, I don't even remember.
Right. Where did I stop?
Read the prompter.
Like, but it wasn't a prompter. Like, that's the thing. Like, because Chris Wallace was like,
you read it.
like, we got a prompter. When did we get fucking prompter? I missed the prompter.
I don't know, y'all.
So, I mean, it was just. Because Chris Wallace would have to keep explaining the questions over and over again because it was like, you couldn't understand it. And then, you know, Cheeto Face was on his campaign of scaring motherfuckers into, you know, you can't do mail-in votes. They're going to be fraudulent and blah, 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 blah.
How's a mail-in vote fraudulent?
So his thing is, that's where the whole thing, I don't know if y'all seen it, how Philadelphia bad things happen and Philadelphia bad things happen here. Because that's what he said, right? He said that in Philadelphia, they found a wastebasket full of ballots that were Trump ballots that were found. And that's why you can't trust mail-in voting, right? But city of Philadelphia, and he said, you know, that's in Philadelphia. Bad things happen in Philadelphia, you know, all that shit. And then
just
he
like
called,
bad things is happening in the White House with your bitch ass in it.
Tell it. So then when I tell you that he said for his supporters to go to the polling places and watch the actual workers to make sure that they're doing their jobs.
I don't fucking understand. I don't know why we had to talk about this stupid ass motherfucker. Because I don't understand why the fuck it is okay for this number 45 stupid ass racist big doofy motherfucker to be okay. Like, it is okay for him to sit around and say all this goofy shit. Go in there, watch your workers. Bitch, fuck you. You the one who need to be watched. And you up here, y'all want this nigga to be running your country. Y'all getting on my fucking nerves with this stupid ass number 45 pussy. I'm telling you, I'm about over this bitch. I'm telling you, I'm over it. Then they talk about some vote. No, fuck you. I'm not voting for you. And I don't want the other stupid old motherfucker either. Okay? I don't want neither one of you motherfuckers. I would have took Kanye over both of your bitches.
Oh, no.
Sick of it. Yeah, I would have took that psycho bipolar ass nod off of his medicine, motherfucker. Okay? Mm. Yeah. The fuck I would have. Okay?
So
sick of it, right? Sick of it.
So she touched on something real quick. So the racist part, right? So Donald Trump legit, Chris Wallace asked Donald Trump to denounce and say that he is against white supremacy, white nationalist groups, all of that, because he talks about how Joe Biden is a part of Antifa and Black Lives Matter,
right,
and all of that. He would not denounce it. He did not denounce it. He told them to stand back and stand by.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What the fuck does that exactly mean?
You heard what he said.
He says stand back and stand by. So,
but this is the racist prick y'all want us to vote for.
Oh, that's number 45. He make America great again.
Oh, okay. And that's the thing. He making America great again for everybody except for people of color.
KKK out this bitch again. You got the triple K's.
They're called the Proud Boys. That's what they call themselves now. The Proud Boys.
So went from KKK to Proud Boys.
It's still, you know, KKK out there, but
KKK, AKA
some people
Proud
don't go into KKK. They don't recognize themselves into any of those groups. They call themselves the Proud Boys because they're proud to be American.
Suck my American
bong horn.
Right. And, you know, we just gonna go ahead and jump right into some more dickhead assness.
Suck.
Dickhead assness.
We talked about you. Uncle Ruckus ass last week. Y'all ain't. If y'all don't know who we're talking about, y'all catch it in the previous episode.
Yes. Okay. The Say Her Name episode.
So the Kentucky Attorney General, Mr. Cameron, Mr. Daniel Cameron.
Can't call him the name I want to call him.
So, of course, he requested that there be a delay in the releasing of the grand jury recordings for the Breonna Taylor case. Why, Mr. Attorney General, would you need a delay? He said this because he said it was some private personal things that were in the recordings, that was in the audio, that shouldn't be had out for everyone. What, you going in there telling them to not charge them or something? What, you telling them to do their own votes? What you telling them? What's the privacy, motherfucker? Because I'm about sick of your Uncle Ruckus ass, too.
We don't know.
You fine.
So, but, you know, since he did request that, that motion was granted, but only for a few more days. A judge decided to grant that request, but then to only give him until October 2nd.
Tomorrow. Okay? Friday.
Which is Friday. To come with the audio, with everything that needs to be out of it, and he wants everything else released to the court.
Because even the judge knows that until October 2nd.
So, Uncle Ruckus, what you want to do, son? I don't understand why you need this extra time.
The only thing I don't like about that is that they can cut out certain
things. And then they can cut out everything.
And it could be like 2 minutes of some shit.
It could be too much editing. I don't think that's fair.
Right.
Because
you need to release it how it is.
Like, you know what? Give it. Nah.
Yeah, release it how it is.
Give it here.
Release it how it is. Judge should have heard it. Judge. It should have been presented to the judge. Or presented to another person of higher, another judge or something. I don't know.
Right.
But it should have been presented to someone else for them to review it, to say, oh, no, that's not, we can keep that in there. That's not hitting on somebody's privacy. That's not personal information that shouldn't be displayed out to the public or anything like that. So we should have had somebody else there to kind of ref it, to say, nah, you know what? You can take out 2 seconds. You can take out those 2 seconds.
Right.
But that's it. If it's anything more than 2 seconds, then we feel as though, you know, you may be doing something else to the recording. But damn it, why are we touching it anyway? Why are
we talking
adding
about
it?
Last week about how, like, oh no, we didn't talk about it.
What's that?
So that they're actually a grand juror is suing because he's filed papers because he never gave them the option to charge with murder or manslaughter or any of those things against Brian Taylor. He did not give them the evidence they needed to actually even look at that case and charge the other officers.
Okay.
So that's the reason why all of this is coming up, actually. Yeah.
And I mean, that was one of the questions, too.
That we talked about last time.
Yes, that we were actually talking about, that there were questions that were posed to the Attorney General that he has not yet answered. And they were still kind of waiting for answers for it, to those several different questions. But again, Mr. Cameron, can you please stop with the BS?
Stop, like, with your shit.
I'm not feeling it. Can you just give Ms. Taylor justice? Give it That's to us all. Raw and uncut, like how we want. I think a lot of us have enough tough skin to deal with what we would be able to hear.
Right.
And things on a personal level, I don't think that it would be that personalized for it to be edited. I don't think so. I mean, we're not talking about your bank account, your routing number,
your kids,
your social security number.
Right.
You know, things of that sort. But, whatever. Come October 2nd, you better release that audio.
I don't know.
Maybe with his wife. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, wife, which could have been also Breonna Taylor. Oh, okay.
No, his wife couldn't have been Breonna Taylor. She's white. They would have had justice for her.
Oh, well, no.
They would have had justice for her white ass.
No wonder we're going through all this, because this... Get next. Go on to the next thing, child, because
he's a Republican.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
And he's a Republican.
Oh, so really, in other words, he's a Caucasian.
Ooh,
so you're a Caucasian.
Whatever you want to call it.
And an African-American is black.
He wants to fit in. He wants to be in the in crowd.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
So you do all that stuff. You're one of those types to fit in.
Yeah,
go on, Mr. Uncle Tom.
I'm
going to
go ahead
Tom
and push everybody else in the river while I'm going to stay
Uncle
back here.
Uncle Tom Boys. Come on.
With the boys. Anyway. So while we're still on this case, we're going to go ahead and ride this wave. And I thought
this shit pissed me off. I'm sorry. Go ahead, though.
It pissed me off, and then it made me giggle, too, at the same damn time. I was like, no, these motherfuckers didn't. So, what we're talking about is one of the officers that murdered Breonna Taylor. So, his family has now seeked out online, basically like a GoFundMe reference for this police officer to retire early because we're a little scared for his safety, whatever that means. And I just want to quote this, y'all. I'm going to quote it. Mm-hmm. This came from the family, remember. So, quote, "It has recently become clear that it will be impossible for him being the police officer, to safely return to his position," end quote. This is why we want to focus on his safety and create this GoFundMe online fundraiser for this police officer so he can retire early and live well and be free. Safety.
He wasn't worried about Breonna Taylor's fucking safety. He wasn't worried about her boyfriend's safety.
He wasn't worried about anybody else's safety.
Why the fuck is we worried about his goddamn safety?
We don't get
because
two fucks.
We need to worry about his safety.
No, bitch. We don't. You didn't worry about Breonna Taylor's fucking safety. Exactly. So why are we worrying about yours? Fuck your GoFundMe.
This made my soul laugh. Because I'm like, I was on fire, but then I laughed as well. Because I'm like,
I'm still fired up.
Like, I'm just saying, like, laughing because I'm like, you motherfuckers got the audacity.
Right. Yo.
Y'all got the audacity to even put this out.
You murdered somebody and you worried about your fucking safety, dog. I don't care if you got, let me not, because I'm wishing bad on that man. And God forgive me for that thought if coming in my head. But you know what the fuck you deserve, motherfucker.
Okay, that's it. You murdered someone. Period. Point blank, period. You murdered someone. And now your family is out here running behind you to make sure.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Because my family member.
Fuck your safety.
Fuck you, bitch.
And we want to make sure he retires early.
Fuck all of y'all. And all y'all that sat up here and did this fucking fundraising too. Fuck y'all too. Because you know if it was one of y'all fucking family members, y'all be on some other shit. So fuck y'all. Y'all don't give two fucks about Breonna Taylor, nor do y'all give a fuck about her fucking family. So fuck y'all. Nobody give a fuck about y'all fucking fundraiser, y'all
we
fucking safety.
We care more
about
these fucking walls around us than we care about anything else.
I'm so
this
over
is where
this shit.
It's just, you have the audacity to even put this out here. And of course, I know he's going to have some supporters, people behind him. But, you know.
Yeah, you know that all them stupid ass motherfuckers going to sit up here. This pussy going to probably have all this fucking money in this fundraiser. Because you got all these stupid racist ass motherfuckers who think this shit is
that
okay.
That call themselves Christians.
That think this Christian. Shit is okay. Y'all sitting out here keep killing us and y'all out here acting like it's okay. It's not the fuck okay. Like, I'm sick of it. And then y'all out here doing these fucking fundraisers and shit.
And raising fucking money for these assholes.
Man, fuck y'all.
Who are out here killing people.
Yep.
Killing.
But they're allowed to be let off easy. They're allowed to be let off easy.
Yeah, they don't get no charges.
Yeah.
Because the fucking murder. Walls, to do this. The neighboring walls, the innocent bystanders. Mm-hmm. She wasn't an innocent bystander. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. Fuck you. Fuck them three officers. Fuck y'all families. Fuck that attorney general. Fuck y'all. Y'all need to tear Louisville the fuck up. Fuck y'all. Man, fuck them pussies. Y'all, I'm so pissed. Yo, fuck them. Y'all, I'm so pissed. I'm so pissed.
And I mean, that's just what it is. That's just really what it is. Yeah. Because, again, you guys have the audacity to sit here and think that it's okay for you to actually put out a fundraiser after this family is still dealing with
the loss of their daughter, sister, cousin, girlfriend, their family member, their friend. Like, y'all got the audacity to do this shit?
Innocent person.
And think it's okay?
Yep.
And then y'all motherfuckers, I know he gonna get like $500,000 for his safety. But y'all don't give a fuck about the person that he killed.
Nope.
What kind of bullshit is this?
But you ain't putting money for the fund for that.
And this is America. This is America. This is that Cheeto faces fucking America.
Yep. I'm gonna keep making it great. You know what I'm saying? But so, yeah, like this... That just, like I said, it made me laugh just because I'm like, you motherfuckers had the audacity to even put this out here in black and white for motherfuckers to actually click a link for you. Nah, fuck that. Nah,
I'm gonna click a link, all right.
Yeah, let's. Can we click
a link?
Can we click a link on something else? No, how about you? Yeah, you raise that money and go give it to a fucking charity, and not the charity case that you think that this police officer is. No, not at all. Fuck, he's a murderer. Sorry.
No, y'all raise that fucking money and give it to the city of Louisville to make sure that they have the fucking training that they need to have so that they won't keep killing fucking women who are in their bed sleep. So they got the fucking training that they need. Okay. Raise that motherfucking money.
We're not going to keep doing this. So, of course not. This is not going to be the last time you hear about it. And, of course, from the Get 'Em Girl Crew podcast, this definitely ain't going to be the last time. Because guess what? You're going to hear us. We're going to talk about it. We're going to yell about it. We're going to scream about it. You're going to hear us. You're going to hear us, period. Because at the end of the day, this is bullshit.
It's bullshit.
It's bullshit. And there's no justice. There's no justice. There's no peace. Right?
Right.
So, on to the next one. We're going to liven it up a little bit because we got some mother-sucking babies that done entered here in this world.
Babies!
By a little cute little thing get kicked. You know what I'm saying? So,
look at her face.
H-E-R-R-A-Y-N-O-N-D.
Now, okay. Baby, tell me what you want to do with me.
I'm old as hell. I still have a baby.
I'm
so mad.
I'm so pissed.
I'm still having babies.
So Usher and his girlfriend, they welcome their newborn baby. What do they have?
Baby girl.
A baby girl?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. He has a daughter.
Okay, Usher.
Got a daughter.
He got a daughter now. So they welcome their daughter this week. Also, we have, what's that lady's name? Operation Joan?
Mrs. fucking Petty.
Yes, as our Operation Joan said so. Excited.
That was the pettiest moment ever, okay? That was so fucking petty.
Yeah, she got on my fucking nerves.
What's that girl's name? So the Petties,
you know.
So the Petties, Nicki Minaj, and what's her husband's name?
Kenny.
Yeah.
Ken, bitch. So you know Ken and Barb. Y'all motherfucker, y'all play too fucking much. Y'all just want me to say this shit. Y'all make me sick.
I mean, Kevin.
I got mad.
And whatever.
Still hate it.
The Petties welcome a baby girl too as well.
Blah.
Why you always so mad about girls? Why you? I know, leave them girls alone.
Because I said that if she had a motherfucking girl that I wasn't claiming it, that's not my motherfucking niece. Okay? Because I ain't fucking claiming it. I said I'm on a motherfucking nephew. He ain't even do the right motherfucking X's and O's or whatever fucking X's and Y's, whatever fuck
she
it
said
is.
X's and O's. Did you take that too? No, what is this? Hugs and kisses? X's and O's? What's that?
Whatever the fuck it is with the fucking sperms in that bitch.
Oh, God.
To get the motherfucking girl and boy. You ain't gonna put the right sperms in that bitch.
He wasn't drinking tequila.
This bitch said, you know, the X's and L's and shit.
Like, what the fuck is
X's and O's?
What's
X's and Y's. X, Y, Z. I don't give a fuck. W's, B's, and G's. Bitch, it should have been a boy.
She said B's and G's. So, you guys go ahead and try again for a nephew for our operation.
Oh, my God.
So, congratulations to the Petties.
I ain't congratulating shit.
Don't do that, okay? Don't do that. But,
have you got a baby?
Yeah, congratulations.
No, happy you married and got a baby. You did it the right way, like the Caucasians. Happy for you.
Why I gotta be that? Why can't it just be, you know, traditional?
You know, no. When I met it, it's me and Whitney's face. We both turned to the side like, did we hear that right? The Caucasians? Yeah, because you know, that motherfucker, y'all don't ever do shit right. Y'all hump and fuck, get pregnant, then the next day you hump on a brother and cousin and get pregnant.
Oh, God. Not the stereotype. Stop it with the stereotypes.
Come on, sis. No. You know, we all not like that. You know
right.
What I mean?
It's a lot of people out there who do it that way.
Yeah, you know, and it's some of the clear folk that do it like that, too. Like, don't
right.
do that.
Right. So it's a lot of clear folks that do it like that, too. Let's not act like that ain't what it is.
Okay, so we off this because what I just heard coming over here from my right side.
I did not hear it. I didn't.
We ain't even gonna run that back. We not even gonna do that. We not gonna do it. We're going to slow it down, though, just a little bit.
Yeah, we got to bring it down.
Okay, because we do want to send our condolences to Miss Chrissy Teigen and John Legend.
Yes.
They, Chrissy gave birth to their son, and he did not make it,
right.
Which has been it is their third child. Mm-hmm. They were calling him Jack. Mm-hmm. So baby Jack did not make it. Of course, officially, we're not sure if that's what they were going to name him or have that, have Jack part of his name. Not sure. But we do want to send our condolences because losing a child is just a different kind of experience. Especially when you have to carry a child and then you can't take it home. It's a different feeling. It's a different experience that if you have not been through it, you just don't know. And of course, everyone deals with it differently. I totally respect Chrissy and John sharing that moment with us.
Yeah.
Because it's so raw. It's so authentic. You were able to see her just in that time. Whether, you know, up until things happen, even right. as they held him. So I do respect them for that and sharing that with us.
Yeah.
You know, we're able to see that and go through it. And, you know, we mourn too as well, especially as fans. And
because it was hard because, like, this pregnancy was hard for her.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was bedridden for a while. She couldn't do stuff. Mm-hmm. She had to stay in the bed, and then, like, they had to rush her to the hospital. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, now she's in the hospital. Like, she was already bedridden, and now she's in the hospital. Like, mm-hmm. oh, mm-hmm. my gosh. So, I was definitely heartbroken when I saw that post come up. And I can't imagine how she feels. I really can't.
Exactly. So, like we said, we're going to send our condolences to Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, mm-hmm. and to the rest of their family at the time that you guys are going through it. Hopefully you guys feel fine, healing the best way you're able to.
Yes.
Of course, you're not going to get over it tomorrow, but definitely grieve, go through it. Do not try to force your way through it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's a hard road. Everyone is expecting it. Siblings are expecting a baby, you know, a baby brother to come home. And that's another explanation that you have to give to as well. So it's hard. Very, very hard. So, yeah, we're going to jump right into another topic before we sit back and relax and chill on y'all for a little bit. So, Uncle Hove has done it again. Uncle Hove has done it again. Making history, of course. Duh.
I can't.
But no. So, Jay-Z, he has appointed the first Black executive producer of the upcoming Super Bowl halftime show.
Are they going to have a Super Bowl this year?
Who knows? They may do something virtually. We don't know.
Playoffs, like they're in the middle of the playoffs.
They're probably going to do something. And so big ups to Mr. Jesse Collins for getting that position and making history because you are the first Black executive.
Go, Jesse.
So stupid. Hove, you always making them money moves, always doing things, making them power moves, okay? So
silently.
I always, I respect you for that anyway. You know what I'm saying? You just always doing things. It just look good, Unc. So big ups to y'all. Y'all got anything else y'all want
to
add?
Fuck no, because I'm still pissed the fucks off to the gods.
Nope. It's Operation John's birthday this week, y'all. So, y'all make sure y'all show it live. But anyway.
None of that fake love, because I'll cuss you the fuck out. I'm just saying.
Yeah, if it ain't real, if you really don't mean it, just keep it.
Yeah.
Just keep it. We ain't not about that life.
We ain't about that fake love. You don't want that shit. You don't want the smoke.
Yeah, we don't want that smoke. You don't want that smoke. We gonna sniff that thing right out like, nope, that ain't real. But anyway, so... we're going to take a pause for the calls. We're going to get Operation John another drink. Let it get a little smoke. You know what I'm saying? Let her go, you know, do whatever she need to go do. You know what I'm saying? And y'all gonna hear a word from our sponsor. All right. Check y'all out. So, y'all heard a word from our sponsor. Of course, as we let you guys know, almost on a weekly basis, if you're trying to get like us and put some of your thoughts down, you know, through some audio airwaves, y'all make sure y'all check out Anchor, all right? Anchor FM. Can get y'all into y'all podcasts and dreams and stuff. Y'all can just start doing whatever you want to do. Just start talking to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how we did it. We just be talking to ourselves. Don't know why I be listening. But y'all hear us, though. But y'all be listening. Mm-hmm. Nah, just kidding. So, anywho, we're going to just jump right into the topic for this week. And the topic we decided to go ahead and do, stemming from Mr. Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion and many others, but they're the most recent.
Yes.
You know, we're going to be canceling the culture. Why? Because we can. I mean, we can, you know, but and on a different note, you know, what are the reasons why, like, someone would cancel, why we would cancel out someone?
Well, before that, shouldn't we talk about what happened with Tory Lanez? What he did?
No, but then we already talked about that. So they need to go back to the previous episode.
No, we didn't talk about that last episode.
Not actually just Tory, I guess. No,
about... Okay.
What's now the new stuff?
Him releasing an album.
Yes,
the new stuff. He was supposed to talk about what happened.
Was he supposed to?
That's what he said.
He said he was going to talk about it.
He said, I'm going to tell my side of the story. Mm-hmm. People waited up till midnight. My ass ain't do that. Mm-hmm. And he released the album.
So the album was inside of the story.
That's how he did
it. Boom.
Of course, we were expecting him to come out with some type of
statement
or whatever.
Like a screenshot and use against his ass.
Something.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. But so he dropped an album. I forget how many songs. I think it's like 10, 12?
I don't even know what the name of the album is.
I don't know what the name of it is.
I know the name of the album is.
I don't know what his name is.
It's Daystar.
Okay. I don't know the name of the album, but I did hear about it. And I don't know. I never was crazy over Tory Lanez.
That's
anyway.
What I'm saying. He's a hit.
Plus,
miss.
With this, just this whole scenario just didn't sit well with me, period. Because at the end of the day, she was an innocent.
Unarmed woman.
And you decided, allegedly, to take matters into your own hand. And so forth and so on. So, of course, with that being said, what are reasons that we cancel out someone or a certain situation such as this? Like, why would you cancel out Tory or Meg?
Or anybody.
Or anyone.
All right, so a situation, because y'all know, let me be real, okay? I answer all that, you know, I'm lying. I about to say I answer all that canceling out. But you know what? I will boycott the fuck out of you, because it's a food spot around here, and he got fucked up my order, right? Let me tell you why I canceled him out, because I called back and told him they fucked up my order. He gonna say, well, you actually saved money with what I gave you. Bitch, it ain't about the money. It's about what the fuck I want to eat and put in my motherfucking stomach. So you fucked my order up. So y'all canceled them bitches. I did. I started going back to them now. But I canceled them. But see, that'll be a reason why you fucked my food up. You know what I'm saying? That you want to tell me on what money I saved. Don't be in my pockets. Don't worry about my pockets. Your job is to fix my food and do what the fuck I ordered. Listen to what I ordered. Yeah, I go off over food. And a situation like this.
With a cheeseburger, no cheese.
You're okay. Or a bacon cheeseburger with no cheese. Like, why not just ask for a bacon hamburger? Because you do it better when I say a bacon cheeseburger with no cheese. It tastes better. I don't fucking know. It tastes better when you order it that way.
And she literally orders it like that.
But yeah,
like,
because
she will not say, can I get a hamburger?
A bacon hamburger.
No.
Or a bacon hamburger. She's like, can I get a cheeseburger with no cheese?
Mm-hmm.
A hamburger?
No, I order a hamburger. But if it's like a bacon
Like, they don't have bacon hamburgers. So, it's a bacon cheeseburger. So, let me get a bacon cheeseburger with no cheese.
With no cheese.
Yeah. Like, that's what the fuck I want. But a situation like this, right? So, with Tori, I would cancel your ass because what the fuck is you out here shooting bitches for in they footsies? Okay. What is you shooting bitches in they footsies for? For no reason. What is wrong with you? You like 2.5 feet. And you up here shooting bitches in their feces.
Now, see, this is what we're not going to do. We're not going to talk about no little people.
Okay? I don't give a fuck. I like little people.
Because.
I mean, you're little. I yeah, but I like little people. Okay?
We're so not going to talk about that.
Shut up. People. I'm telling them why I canceled the nigga.
Okay?
Okay? So, now, and then, like, I just don't understand. That was just dumb as hell. Okay? You could have mugged her in the back of her head or something. Okay?
You too short.
Factual. You had to bite her ankles. You know, because
I hate it.
There was no reason for you to pull out no goddamn gun on Omega the Stallion, shoots off her footsies like that. You know what I'm saying? For no reason. All because you couldn't reach the pussy. Okay?
Not now. Footsies.
Megan, I would cancel Megan because you know.
Oh, God.
I won't even cancel Megan because I don't even know why you motherfuckers out here talking all this shit about Megan. Oh, my God. Bitch, shut up. She got shot in her footsies. Y'all know she liked to twerk now. We need our footsies to twerk. Now, for all my twerkers out there, you motherfucking know you need them footsies. You need that plaque. You need to, you know, place them right. You know what I mean? Because you got to arch your back a certain way and place that. You need that foot placement right. Now. So, I don't know why you're out here talking about y'all want to cancel her. The fuck is wrong with y'all?
Now, I'm totally with you on that one because I'm like, I look at social media. I'm like, okay, so we really going ham on the innocent bone.
She's the person who got shot. Like, y'all mad at the person who got shot. She got shot up in her motherfucking footsies, and you up here motherfucking canceling her. Bitch, no, cancel your goddamn self. What, like, you mad because you ain't get shot in the footsies? You want a nigga to shoot you for no goddamn reason?
Y'all on y'all Drea and, like, you want somebody to shoot you to show you
they love you. That's how I know you love me. No, bitch.
What the fuck kind of shit?
Do the balloon knot. That's how I know you love me. When you do the balloon knot. That's when I know it's real. Fuck out of here.
I mean, I just don't understand what it is. Like, you can never, for social media, just for the people out there in the world, like, you're never happy. You're never happy. Like, you're mad at Tori. But then you're mad at Meg. Like, you just don't know you just keep ping-ponging
like,
between the
They sides. Iffy. Like, they don't stick by what they fucking stick to. Exactly. They not.
I mean,
they just go with whatever wave is being written at the time.
Yeah. Right.
Like, follow the leader. Right.
And I mean, on a different, you know, just with a different scenario, like, for myself, because this was hard for the business drawing, y'all don't understand. So, Arkells, right? Y'all know the situation R. Kells is in. It's a real fucked up situation. You know what I'm saying? It's real fucked up. I love a man as an artist. Oh, my God. That man is a great artist. But I can't put no money in your pocket. Like, I can't.
Fuck. He gonna get all them streams, bitch, because I'm gonna sit and still stream his motherfucking music, bitch. Y'all ain't gonna take that away from him.
Well, wherever
you
gonna be able to find him.
Bitch, he on motherfucking Apple
Music. He on Pandora, too.
He on Pandora.
I be playing Spotify. Pandora, and it be like, R. Kelly's song pop up.
He on Apple Music, because I dance.
I know, a few little platforms have, you know, canceled him out. But, you know, it's the same thing for me. You know, I'm sorry, like, I had to cancel you out. Like, I can't, I'm not going to front. I do love me a 12 play.
Right.
I do love me a fiesta. Like, I love me a good ballad coming from, you know, Mr. Nasty himself, you know, and a good little nasty song come from Mr. Nasty.
See,
but now that I see that you're making these little nasty songs up with these little girls, that see, now this is where we got a problem.
Because
this
is where I got to say, I got a problem with listening to Aaliyah, like the first album.
Yeah.
Like, now I have a problem, like knowing that the and listening to the lyrics and stuff and like her age and everything. Like, now I have a problem listening to it. Like, certain songs I can't.
R. Kelly, now I can't listen to 12 play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't, because to me it's like
you're
singing
this shit
to a 12 year old. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not singing it to a grown woman, which you originally thought he was doing. Like, you're literally singing this to some preteens. Like, it doesn't hit me the way it used to, because I know everything.
Yeah. You know, you hear that intro, you like,
Right. It's like the song is good, but it's like, you know, I can't listen to it because exactly. you're not singing it to me. Like, you're not singing it to me as a 35-year-old woman.
Exactly.
Like, you're singing it to the 13-year-old me.
Yes.
And I ain't comfortable with that shit.
I'm not comfortable with it, son. Now I know what I know now. Mm-mm, right. Not at all. So, I mean, like, that's a reason, because it's something I can't go against what I believe and how I really feel. You know, honestly, I'm not going to say, oh, these women are lying. They're liars. Da, 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 da. No, I'm absolutely not. Because if you say something happened to you, something happened to you. If, if multiple people saying things are happening, then multiple things are happening. If we see things in front of us to say, you know, that shit ain't right. That shit ain't right.
Right.
At the end of the day. And I'm not going to go back on my morals. I'm not going to go on, you know, how I really feel about certain things. So, if it's wrong, it's wrong. And Kel's you wrong.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm
so.
I'm going to listen to Slow Wine tonight and Sex in the Kitchen. I don't give a fuck.
Sex. I mean, as long as you're comfortable with it, that's on you. Like, so, for me or whatever, like.
And see, now you saying that. Now, I think the butter rolls had something in the inside of them. Now, he's up here poisoning folk with the butter rolls.
He was giving a little something extra.
Okay.
The butter for me. Touching you.
See what I'm talking about? You hear about this stuff? I see little girls. I see little pink butterflies.
He touched a little girl.
Where am I? I mean, I love him. He's a
He's a great
artist. A great artist. But I just can't. I'm sorry, R. Kelly.
X gonna give it to you.
Just, you know, even with our versus battle, you know what I'm saying? Like, it goes to that. Like, y'all know I asked. I was like, listen, so how we feel about R. Kelly? Like,
and I was like, you know,
like, how we feel about that? Like,
we can
do
like one each.
I did it.
I did too as well, you know. It wasn't his song though. He was a feature. But anyway, so for me, it would have to be a reason for me to cancel you is because I don't believe in what you're doing.
Right.
I don't believe in the situation at hand. So,
right.
What's going on? How about you? Social media?
I'm a big canceler. I cancel every fucking body. I do. I will cancel your ass.
I'm just saying.
I will cancel your ass in 2.5 seconds. Like, I ain't got time. I don't want to hear the shit. I don't want to know the shit. You did the shit. Done with you.
No explanation.
No explanation. Like, I'm really I'm that person. Like, I just, I don't.
That's not right. That's not right. You can't do that.
Fuck it. If it ain't, yes, it is.
No, you can't do. But that's not right.
Shit.
But you gotta. But since you gotta get the whole story.
Fuck the whole story. No, I got the part of the story I needed to know. No,
but see, sometimes these hoes be out here motherfucking lying. Sometimes. Now you can't be out here just be listening to these hoes all the goddamn time. I'm telling you, bitches, a fucking hoe. Shut up.
They will.
I'm telling you.
So, here's the thing, right? So, I'm going to dive into this, right? So,
go ahead.
Morgan Freeman. I do not fuck with Morgan Freeman. No more. That nigga married his fucking step-granddaughter.
That was crazy.
I don't fuck with him no more.
Because that means y'all was fucking the whole time.
She was legit like 20, like she just turned legal. Mm-hmm. He told his wife, her grandmother, I'm leaving you for your granddaughter.
Okay.
After he watched her grow up. What type of fucked up shit is that? And I'm supposed to listen to her side of the story? Fuck them fucking sides of the story.
Okay. Free Mr. Clark.
Okay.
Free Mr. Clark. God damn it. Free Mr. Clark.
Different.
Right.
Now that right there, now that's fucked up. Now,
right.
We agree on that.
They be like, oh yeah, Morgan Freeman was the voice of Morgan Freeman.
I like your voice. Shit. But you're
like,
dirty.
I gotta listen to that shit.
You the dirty old man with the moles
on
your
face. No, I'm not listening to that
you
shit.
Nasty.
But then right, I got into
she
this whole.
She having no moles on her pussy. Cause you imagine somebody eating your pussy with all the moles. How?
Rubbing his back and you just feel moly.
Right now, come on now. You got to get up.
Connecting the dots.
You got to get up. You can't even sit on his face, child.
Oh, Jesus
That's
Christ.
Gonna be on your butt cheeks.
And you just feel a little mole.
On your butt cheeks. Now, what was that? Now, your mole is fucking my asshole now.
Did one of your moles pop off? Oh, shit. I know I was right
there. Like, I gotta shut it out one of your moles, Morgan.
Now, I'm in the center, y'all.
I'm here in this center. Okay. I need y'all to stop.
Right, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop. You gotta stop. Okay. You stop. So
why you not one of his moles?
Okay, so I got into one of our listeners, Andrew, got mad at me, right? Because I said I listened to Chris Brown. Because I was like, you know, I canceled Tory Lanez or whatever. And I was like, why are you listening to Tory Lanez? Like, he's canceled. So he was like, well, I bet you listening to R. Kelly and Chris Brown or whatever. I've been crying from that mole shit, yo. Like, that shit was hilarious.
Right.
So I was like, you know, R. Kelly, no, I don't listen to him anymore. Like, I can't, like I said, I can't listen to him because I don't listen to his music and feel the same way. Like, I don't. But Chris Brown, yes, I still listen to him. So he was like, oh, you around here bumping Chris Brown, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, first off, Rihanna forgave his ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to be mad at Chris Brown for? Like, and I've learned that in domestic violence situations, they got to handle it themselves. They do. Like, look, I was like, you got to do what you got to do for you, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I ain't getting in that shit. And I thought about it, and I was like, you know, I never canceled Chris Brown. Like, even when this all kind of came out, I never canceled him. Granted, it was a different time, right? Cancel culture wasn't as big back then. But at the same time, like, I never canceled him.
You a hypocrite ass bitch.
And that's what they kept saying, like, oh, you a hypocrite.
Oh, bitch.
But the thing is that,
oh,
like,
you Drakeyana bitch.
But the thing
I
is
knew
that,
a Drakeyana bitch like that would do that.
But the thing is that, like, nice I stick always, together. That story, I did listen to both sides. That's the one story I listened to both sides.
Oh, did you?
So then what the fuck is the problem now? Mm-mm. You old ass bitch. See what I'm saying? The older you get, the meaner mm-hmm. you get. You mean ass Drakeyana bitch. You but, get more your pigment.
But that's the thing, because like, I listened changing. To both sides.
Oh my God.
And I was
oh
like,
my God.
You know, okay. Like, I honestly, I believe both of them. I believe Chris Brown and his side, and I believe Rihanna and her side. Like, mm-hmm. because it was, I feel like they was fighting in the car. That's right, how I felt right. about the situation. Like, right. both of them had bruises and shit. But we only ever saw Rihanna's, mm-hmm. right? So, the other thing is that when me listening to Chris Brown, because I admit the shit, like, it is what it is. Like, I listen to him, right?
Ow.
Don't hurt right? yourself.
Yeah. What did you out for? Ow.
So, because I admit the shit, but when it comes to listening to Chris Brown, like I said, like, Rihanna forgave him. Him and Rihanna is supposedly trying to be friends
yeah.
right now.
They're, yeah.
Because they're both single. So, it's like,
that
am
bitch
I
must got some good ass pussy, cause them
or he must got some good ass dick.
I ain't even gonna go over that. Both cause of most them. Of them niggas, they always go back to that bitch.
But I mean, same with him, Karrueche. The only reason why Karrueche was out was cause she was like, you having babies on me, bro?
Right.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Oh, that would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause you know
when he had royalty.
Yep.
That's the only reason why, and he was still begging for her to come back after. Mm. Everything came out because
the nigga still was up here doing right. all these songs. Like, this bitch would yell her name. Karrueche!
Mm-hmm. So,
Coochie.
My reason to cancel people.
No, not the Coochie. Not the Coochie.
My reason to cancel people is just to be like, you know, if I just believe, like, okay, you did the fucked up shit. You know what I mean? Like, you did it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over it. And then it's like, you know, I feel like as a person, you also can pick and choose. People was all over my comment when I said, you know, I had been canceled, Tori, and I didn't. Because what I said was, there was no reason for me to stay up until midnight because there was nothing that he could say that could justify him shooting an unarmed black woman.
Actually.
There was nothing he could say. Like, other people were like, oh, I'm going to stay up. I got to hear what he say. Like, what the fuck can he say that's like, oh, well, yeah. Like, other than she had a gun too, and she was trying to shoot me,
right?
There's nothing that
y'all don't
say.
Know is that she was
is
carrying
that she had
too.
A gun or she had a knife. I was in fear of my life,
mm-hmm.
and then it was just like
she could have just sat on that nigga,
like for real. And that's probably what was going to happen. She was trying to shoot on. She was trying to sit on him, and he decided to shoot her.
Right.
Like I just look. I just felt like he's done for me. Like, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, he was always a whatever for me. Like Operation John said, she was like, you know, he was a hit or miss. He was a hit or miss to me. I'm sorry you weren't like a power artist to me to make me really not like stand out and listen. You right. Yeah, I'm not sorry. Listening
to your whole album.
I really wasn't. I was like, who's Tory Lanez?
I'm only gonna listen to Western Rotation with your ass.
Oh, you know. But
like, I do listen to Tory Lanez because I liked his last what was it, the Shy Tape they did.
I don't know. I think drip drip drip. That's my joint right there.
So I mean, I did like I had some of his songs in my playlist or whatever. I had Say It in my playlist.
You deleted them out.
I just skip over it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't got time to believe
it. Right. Like I just don't delete it out. Like I'll just skip over it.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously, my next question to you guys were to see. Of course, do we think it's okay to cancel out someone or a situation? Hell yeah, we feel as though it's okay. Like, if you out here doing wrong, acting crazy,
right,
being unchristian, unreligious, out here just doing crazy shit,
right?
Yeah, you getting canceled. At the end of the day, I don't care if you are brown, purple, yellow, clear, you're getting canceled. If you're doing some fucked up-ish, you're getting canceled. If I don't believe in it, you're getting canceled. Point blank, period. Right. And I'm sure the Jones feel the same way, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, as you see, Tori, you got canceled. I mean, for us, you sorry. Did. Yeah, sorry.
But not sorry.
Right, like, we cancel you out because we just not feeling this shit. Like, she's unarmed. Unarmed, innocent black woman. Yeah, she might have ran her mouth and did whatever. It is what it is. We all talk ish under the influence of stuff because y'all was just at a party. Of course.
Can I say something? Might have happened,
but not enough to be shooting nobody in the footsies, as Operation John says.
Black women, we got to do better. Black women, we got to do better.
How would you mean? What you talking about?
Because I saw more black women defending Tory Lanez and him shooting Megan Thee Stallion.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, like, they were saying, oh, well, she changed her story up, like, 5 times, and his story makes more sense. This is the first time I even heard him say anything.
Say anything. So, how are y'all rocking? How are you saying that she didn't change up her story 5 times, and...
And I'm a ride with Tory, but this is the only time y'all heard him talk. Like, I don't get it. This
is dumb.
Yeah.
Then, y'all are like, well... Dumb. He talk about, like, you can tell, like, she always be drunk, and that's what he said. Like, she got an alcohol problem, and she was wilding or whatever.
Yeah,
I was hearing
like, yeah, you know, she didn't give up her poom poom to plenty. You know, she
it's
don't
her
mind.
Poom poom to
she
get up. Like, how many of you
with
like,
folks?
Yo,
I was like, really? Like, are we really going to take it there?
How many of you
whoever?
Bitches be out here fucking these niggas for free? How many of you bitches be sitting out here fucking these niggas for something off the dollar menu? How many of you bitches be sitting up here fucking niggas for a dime bag? How many of you bitches be sitting up here fucking a nigga for a ride on to the bus stop? Fuck you, bitch. Listen. These bitches, these celebrity bitches, they ain't no different than us, bitch. Y'all, they fuck just like we fuck. The only difference is they in the spotlight. That's the difference. They're in the spotlight, so everything they do gets shined upon. You bitches, everything y'all do, it don't get shined upon because ain't nobody worrying about you nobody-ass hoes, okay? But the locals. And you give the pussy up for nothing. Some of y'all fuck just because the nigga look good and you want to fuck him, and then his dick stink, then you're mad as fuck and you still fuck him, bitch. Shut up.
Yeah,
tired of these hoes.
Y'all fucking think dick.
Don't fucking think dick. Sucking it in every motherfucking thing. And
not
then
no
you up here
not
worrying about
dick.
Yeah.
Not
then after you
dick,
get
yo.
Done when a nigga cuts you off and he don't give you shit, then you want to, oh, don't buy your dick. You got a little dick anyway. You can't fuck. Your head game suck. Oh, you corny nigga. You's a lame nigga.
Yo, Tyra, I didn't 30 on the floor because I don't listen. We diverted just a little bit, but I gotta push the issue with this one because the Operation Jones just hit the nail right on the head. Okay, can we please stop doing that too, please? Because if you fuck with me for 10 years, for 5 years, for a minute, for just that night, don't try to blow my shit.
Right.
At the end of the day, you fucked with me. You fucked with me. Don't try to talk about, bitch, dry pussy, your dick was small, my son got a bigger dick. Why the fuck are you comparing a little ass boy to a grown ass man? Like, can you please stop? Don't do that.
We wasn't saying that when you were sucking and fucking on
okay,
him. And
screaming his name.
And swallowing.
them babies.
And putting all them fucking scratches on his back.
Okay, okay. And walking in the rain. Okay.
Oh, daddy. Oh, daddy. Okay. Calling that nigga Zaddy. And every motherfucker, shut the fuck up. These hoes get on my motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about.
I need y'all to stop doing that shit. Like, for real. I really have an issue with that. Because at the end of the day, don't try to front and fraud on me.
And then it's your baby dad on okay. top of that. So not only that, you let the little dick, the same dick as your son, sit up there and nut inside your bitch. You was raw at that. So motherfucker,
the dick was good enough for you to take that condom off.
Okay. Swimming pool pussy
didn't
ass
even
bitch.
Start with one.
Sick of it.
Y'all nasty. You know what? That's what it was.
Swimming pool ass bitch.
No.
They didn't even start with a condom. They was like, I'm gonna let him hit it raw because he cute. And I want them hazel eyes.
I told you, whatever.
Listen. Sorry, y'all gotta say something. I'm canceling all cultures. Any of y'all that do it, because I'm sick of it. I've been sitting here watching TV very frequently here, you know, just fluently. Right? So every time I see a sex scene, I don't never see nobody tear off no rubber.
Okay.
Why is that?
There's no rubbers anywhere.
Y'all motherfuckers hitting roll?
Multiple people.
Like,
right.
Why, like, wait a minute. We got to do better because there's too much shit out here. Like, why are we not promoting safe sex?
Right. You know what? I don't get it. Because it's like people are like supposed to know. Right, but no. People don't.
Need to
people
show.
Are dumb.
Yeah, like I need to see the condom wrapper. Like I need to see.
Or to see you like over at the side of the trash can.
Right,
like you know, like something.
Let me be like, hold on. Let me put it on.
Right.
Let me hit a rubber, hit the dick.
Like, bitch, we need to do our own script.
Something.
Maybe we should write Courtney. What's her name? Courtney K. Hemp.
Yeah.
Courtney.
Right.
Yeah, like see, I be feeling some type of way because I'm like, damn, don't none of you motherfuckers be putting on a rubber
at all? I don't understand.
And don't none of the biddies be requesting it either. They just
that shit make my pussy hot. Watching y'all fuck all these niggas, that shit make my pussy hot. Yeah. Like, damn, like what the fuck? You just fucked that bitch last night on the last episode. Damn, this episode you fucking this. Bitch. Where's the condom? Ain't none of them because you just tore that pussy down.
She took everything off and just slid on in.
You over here with the side joint ain't got nothing. Y'all rolling around in the sheets and you over here married. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand what the problem is. Like, something is mind-boggling to me.
Don't forget this. No, what he forgot was the rubber, bitch.
Okay, exactly.
The fuck you talking about his goddamn ring? What about his rubber?
Stop dropping off y'all DNA to everybody because it's not cool at all. It's not cool. So I'm going to need for society to get... We got to do better, y'all. We got to do better.
We do.
Cancel y'all all out, okay? Business joint about to cancel y'all all out.
But, I mean, I...
Damn, y'all making
this. I mean, y'all, like, it's just... I'm still on this whole, like, black women shit.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
Because you're a black woman.
Why do you do that?
Unprotected.
Yeah, like, legit, like, we are the first ones to attack each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. Like,
had that whole
y'all sitting up there believing Tory Lanez's story that y'all just fucking heard, and y'all didn't even really hear the story. Y'all just listen to a song and trying to figure out what the story is. But Megan Thee Stallion then had to show you her fucking bullet wounds.
Okay.
Then had to cry on live. Then had to tell people that Tory fucking shot her for y'all to believe her story. But he can
and
put,
didn't
out,
even,
but he can put fuck, a song out.
But the fucked up part is she didn't even want to put...
She didn't want to put his name into it. She didn't even want to get him involved.
But because y'all stupid bitch ass hating ass bitches out here. Because instead you ain't got nothing to do with yourself. But sit behind a fucking phone. Collect unemployment. Fuck somebody else baby dad. And fuck without rubbers.
Don't forget the crab legs.
Okay.
And $40. Okay,
and take your motherfucking food stamps and eat up all the seafood instead of selling me some of them shits. Now. So y'all motherfuckers sitting up here mad and jealous over Megan. Over a nigga that y'all can't even get.
And the thing is that
I'm sick of it.
Megan Thee Stallion said was that she wasn't even trying to talk about it because she was trying to protect him.
Protect him, yes. Y'all forgot all about her saying it.
She was trying to protect him this whole time.
That's why she didn't even mention him when the cops came.
She didn't even say she was shot. She said she stepped on some glass when the officers asked her about her foot. She said, oh, I just stepped on some glass. She did not even tell them that she got shot. Yeah. And this was all to protect him. And she said the only reason why she had to come out with her story is because she kept getting attacked for what happened.
Right.
I'm a fucking victim, why? And y'all sitting up
and
here
y'all attacking.
Why? That's the but dumb of course shit. It's so always that's why goes on to like how black women are not protected in society.
That's why I said period. Black women, we gotta do better.
Period.
Like
we're the only ones. We're the only ones that's gonna hold each other up for real. So we really gotta do better. We can't rely on somebody else to do the same thing. It's like we keep protecting these men
who don't protect us.
These other females. No one is gonna vouch for us. But we'll take the hammer. We'll go in the slammer for everyone else. But nobody else is gonna have our back. You know what I'm saying? So it's a real fucked up situation.
Altogether.
Real fucked up situation. But we do got an episode for that. Y'all go ahead and check that episode.
Go check out our unprotected episode.
Yes. So, of course, y'all, I gotta ask y'all, like, what is the purpose for canceling out a situation? Like, do you know, like, what's the purpose of it? Do we really have a real purpose? Or is it just some shit that we really kind of go through?
I think it's just
I'm not fucking with social media John because not fucking with Operations John because not fucking with the Get 'Em Girl crew because.
Right.
Or is there a real set concrete purpose on us canceling out?
There's going to be a lot of different reasons. It's going to be for whatever the situation is, like with social media John said. Like, with the whole morals behind it. Like, with Morgan Freeman. Like, I'm fuck that. I don't need to know the other side of the story. Mm-hmm. It could be different situations. It could be for yourself. For some people, probably following the trend, just riding that wave.
Right.
Because that's just what's going on right now. So, let me ride this wave.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or it could just be your personal own morals. It's like, listen, dog. What you did is fucked up. I can't do it. For me, it's food. You fucking my food? I'm going to cancel you the fuck out. I got a real bad thing with that. I do. I love my food. I want my food how I want it because I'm paying for it. I don't give a fuck how I order it. Understand that your job is to listen. That's your job. You don't like it, then get something else.
Right.
Then you in the wrong field, player.
That's it.
You decided to be my waitress. I came in that day. I'm challenging. Fuck it. That's what it is. So just listen and get my shit right. Or we got a problem. I'm canceling you. That's me. She don't like your morals on other shit. Like, it's just, it's certain shit. Like, my morals is my morals. So, it's like, I'm not fucking with you because you did this. You sitting up here, you wanted to fuck your granddaughter. Now, step-granddaughter. So, I ain't fucking with you because of that. You want to hit on bitches? I ain't fucking with you. I'm still listening to your music because we both know y'all was fighting in the motherfucking car. Now, you motherfucker, you out here shooting bitches in the footsies. I ain't fucking with you because she was unarmed black woman. What's wrong with you shooting bitches in the footsies? Everybody got different reasons.
Right.
Everybody does have a different reason. Yeah. You got something to say about that?
I mean, I agree with what Operation John said. You know, it also stems to, like, we think about Gucci and how they put out the, blackface shit. And then we think about, like, H&M and
that's
how they put out
for years, damn. But just come to the light.
Right. Right.
Who brought this to the light?
So, it's like, all of that stuff, like, we got to really... Like, it has to be a purpose behind it. Like, we're not just canceling people or companies to just cancel them, right? Like, sometimes it has to make an impact. Like, and I think that's why you cancel this person. Because, like we said earlier, like, we're not trying to put no money in R. Kelly's bank account, right? So, that's why we're canceling him. Like, that's why we're not going to listen to R. Kelly's music or... We are not going to buy from Gucci or Louis Vuitton or any of those ones who have done those different things because that's the way to show an impact, right? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, that's what a lot of people are trying to do. Now, every person is not like that, right? Every person does not believe in that. They have their own reason to do it or not to do it. Or a lot of people are like, I'm not going around that way. Like, I'm not, like, I love Gucci. Like, I'm Gucci everything.
Obviously.
Gucci down to the socks. You know what I mean? Like, that's how they are. So.
Clearly.
Or you're like.
Stimulus checks.
Or, like, Operation John said, like, I'm still going to listen to my R. Kelly. Like, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it's your choice.
Right. Right.
You know what you can live with and what you can't live with.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
I can definitely live with listening to R. Kelly.
Obviously, and right. Some of those people that were rocking Samsung. Like, oh, H&M,
Samsung.
Oh, Gucci, them stimulus checks hit, and they got them Gucci slides.
Right.
I never liked Gucci.
They went there and they got them H&M basic tees. You know what I'm saying? Those 2 for $5.50. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all still rocking out. And there's no concrete purpose for you to really cancel the person out. It's just because you're going on with what society is saying. You know what I mean? Even with this Black Lives Matter. Does Black Lives really matter to you?
I got a good question.
Like, does Black Lives really matter to you? Because you're around here saying no justice, no peace, and you rocking out with George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and Sandra Bland and all these other many people that have lost their lives because of being killed by police officers. But are you really standing up for the real cause?
Or are you just riding that wave?
Are you just riding the wave because it sounds good? Because I look good? Because, oh yeah, I got Black Lives Matter on, so it look good on me.
Right.
Nah, like, what's your purpose? Do you stand for a real purpose? Because if not, then you don't. Just like Operation John said, like, yeah, I do love me an R. Kelly, but I'm not gonna sit and listen to albums. I'm not. Right. I can't. I just can't. And even certain songs, I'll be just like, nah, you know what? Like, my heart be like, y'all know I love it. And I'm like, nah, I just gotta skip over it. You know, I gotta skip over it and or just not even go to that direction so I know that he'll pop up on my feed.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's just things that we have to honestly do. Canceling for the culture, like, has a purpose. When we're canceling someone or a situation or a company, it's for a purpose, a real true purpose.
So real quick, right? Mm-hmm. My question, do y'all think that canceling has a time frame? Because some people, like you brought up about like the Black Lives Matter, right? I feel like that's losing momentum. Like it's hit a time frame, and it's like, until the next person gets killed, it's not going to rev back up.
I believe that this is with George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, just two to say the least. They picked it back up,
right?
Because there were plenty before them,
right?
There were plenty victims before them, innocent victims before them,
right?
And we were Black Lives Matter. We hit the pavement. We were hard. We already did this. It was like a repetition type thing. You know, we've been there. We've done that. But then it died. It died off.
Until something else happened.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were hard for Trayvon.
Yep.
Eric Garner, we was hard for him. Mm-hmm. But then things died off. Even Sandra Bland, like, it peaked a little bit, but
It raised the bar a little bit,
but it didn't raise it, you know, it didn't come up straight. So I do believe it's just the injustice of it all, especially for Black Lives Matter. Especially for Black Lives Matter, because if Black Lives don't matter to you, then you don't serve a purpose, and there's no purpose for you, for real.
Right.
Because we are here to see change. We're here to see change. We're here to see, you know, those officers do better. Even people of our own color, you know, do better. And at the time and moment, they, you know, we just aren't. But I do see that in certain situations, they do have time frames.
Right.
They do. They have time frames.
Because it's like, you know, I think back about the Chris Brown situation, right? And I'm like, a lot of biddies have not stopped listening to Chris Brown.
Right.
Like, did that have a time frame of like, oh, I only stopped listening to like Rihanna said it was all right. Like they went back out together again.
Like,
right.
You said also it was another time frame as well. Like another right. like that era, whatever. Not in that era, but like that time frame of when it was. Like, you feel that was so many years ago, so it was kinda like beating on women was frowned upon. Like, everybody was pissed off. But us, we weren't on that. You know what? Fuck that. We're not listening to him.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, we
yeah.
weren't on it like then. You know, back then, it wasn't like, you know what? Fuck that. We ain't listening to Chris Brown. Some motherfuckers like, I ain't fucking with him. Some, maybe those older ones, but us, like, around our age, it was like, okay, this situation happened, but we ain't gonna stop listening to his music.
Because then, you know
what I mean? Think about, like, Bill Cosby. Because Bill Cosby kind of was, like, in the beginning of this cancel culture.
That's true.
Right. That's true. And, like, right. So it's kind of, it went through, like, a, you know, for black people don't believe that shit. Mm-hmm. They don't believe that shit happened. Right? So, so, but it did, I feel like it kind of went through a time frame of, like, people was boycotting, they was canceling, he was getting canceled left and right, you know, on all the different networks he was on, all of that. And then it was kind of like, now you're kind of starting to see the Cosby Show on more networks, or you're starting to kind of hear about Bill Cosby and, like, his comedy shows that he did and, like, all of that a little bit more. So it was kind of like, for that, like, I feel like it's like a time frame.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this whole shit with Tory and Megan is, like, it's going to be on a time frame.
Yeah.
Once, like, people, like, once it all, like, kind of dies down.
Once this motherfucking video drop, bet that time frame going
to it's going to be something else. It's going to stir the pot.
Right. You know? And then we're going to just forget about it.
Right. We're going to forget about it. And then I could just see music execs now. Like, you know what? Y'all just need to do a song together. Y'all do a song together. It's going to be like,
it's going to be all right.
It's going to be like, what? Who, what, where, when, and why? No. What happened? Nah. Tori, who?
I mean, that's kind of what happened with Chris Brown and Rihanna. They did a song together, and it was like, oh, all right. Well, I guess they cool.
I guess they're all right. Yeah, I guess things are okay. So, you know, it's just, it goes with the time. Of course, it goes with the time frame. Generational.
That's the one I was waiting for.
Which one?
Before I die, I'm trying to fuck you, baby.
Oh, hopefully Lord. Don't like
no back. That Drake and Chris Brown, man, I've been waiting for a collab with that shit. Like, bitch, how you come from? Because that Drake and Chris Brown, remember that? That fake me out beef and shit? Niggas was tossing bottles and motherfucking, what was his name? Tony Parker, motherfucking eyeball almost got chopped the fuck out and shit. Remember that shit? Yeah, yeah, child. And then they made a motherfucking soul together. Before I die, I'm trying to fuck you, baby. Hopefully we don't have no babies.
Oh my god. Okay, you hear her. But so it's like it does. It has a time frame. Point blank period. You
know yeah, I feel mean? Like it does. So,
Everything does.
It rocks and if it's good for you now, it's not good for you tomorrow.
Right.
Factual. It is what it is. So with this whole canceling the culture situation, do you think it has gone too far?
Yes.
Why do you say that, social media joint?
Even though I'm the one who cancel every fucking body, right? And I'm the one who don't give a fuck.
This bitch is so annoying.
Yes.
Contradicting ass, bitch.
It's a lot.
Of work to be out here canceling motherfuckers without listening to all the stories, right?
No.
It's a lot of motherfucking work.
No. I don't want to hear all the goddamn stories.
Like, you ain't even got all your information.
And that's okay. We're not going to go back into that.
No, we're not.
But.
Let's talk about your contradicting ass.
No, but I feel like it has gone too far because it's like everybody's canceling everything.
Factual.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's that's legit. True. Like, I don't like the commercial. Like, Hallmark released a commercial that had, like, two lesbians getting married, right?
Didn't you be on your commercial?
I do. So, they legit had to redo the commercial. They had to cut the lesbians out because people was boycotting.
When it's like, my dick.
Right. When it's like, oh, everybody got a family member who or has right. has partaken in some of these activities. Gay,
but I'll let a bitch eat me out, okay?
Now we're getting into this shit.
Chile.
Okay. Mm. So with that, don't be trying to, what you gonna cancel? Cancel what? Because it's your mama and your grandmama eating my pussy. Okay.
OMG.
That just went all the way.
Oh my back.
Left.
It's not the word.
I don't know how to act sometimes. It's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
Can't wait till next fucking week.
No explanation.
I'm still gonna be the same bitch.
So, but like, you know, it's like, okay. Seriously, like, but like I said, people pick and choose what they cancel. Like, I'm not going to cancel that shit because I'm like, okay, love is love. Like, it is what it is.
Right. You're but accepting
someone,
of it.
Right. But someone else is going to be like, I don't want my kid seeing another woman with another woman
or another man with another man because it's gonna rub up on, off on them.
Child, your the baby fuck? Dad sneaking that nigga up in the crib while your son sleep. Any motherfucking baby.
Y'all, listen. Time out.
Not even gonna get into. We not gonna do it time today. Out. We ain't got time. No, we ain't got time for it.
I'm just letting y'all know. So, before I state my piece, okay, I need you guys to go to YouTube. Okay, subscribe to the Get 'Em Girl Crew podcast. All right, y'all have to hit the button. Subscribe.
Please subscribe.
And then hit the bell so y'all know when we drop new content on YouTube.
I didn't even dance this episode.
You didn't, but it's okay. But listen, I need you guys to do that because if you subscribe to the Get 'Em Girl Crew on YouTube, you will see that the business joint has died. She's currently a ghost, okay? I have died about 8 times throughout this whole episode.
Oh, yeah. She is a zombie right now, okay?
I have died this whole episode. I killed you. About eight times. Y'all killed me. Y'all killed me.
It's the both of us.
I just died. And right here, right before your eyes, I came back to life. You know what I'm saying?
We tag team, bro.
So I just had to let you guys know that. So make sure y'all go subscribe to Get 'Em Girl Crew on YouTube. But anywho, back to the question at hand. You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm done with mine, so go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, were you done with...
I'm done.
Okay. So, canceling has gone a little too far, which I think, like everything else, as we talked about, you know, these motherfuckers not wearing condoms in these fucking movies and sitcoms and shit like that. And that's gone too far. Like, so, I feel like as, and this is just for society, it's good for the now. I'm going to cancel you now because I want to, because right now I'm not feeling you. You know what? Demi Lovato, you're too thick for me, so I'm canceling you out. You know, I'm just canceling you out. Oh, no, you got an addiction.
I was just about to say that because people will cancel out other people just because they have an addiction or
and
whatever.
And you don't even know the full story. Like, there's other things
to
it.
The whole crackhead. I don't understand.
That's true. You know, we have them there with our family. So
that's what I'm saying.
It's certain things that...
Y'all be so mad at these celebrities. You cancel... You got all in your fucking family.
It's like every day you have about 5 things you cancel.
I'm just saying.
So I think it's going too far. If it's really not a set meaning, if it's really not a true meaning behind it, then don't cancel out the culture. You know what I'm saying? How about you, Operation John?
What, we on last words?
No, bitch. Answer the question.
That was the question.
Canceling the culture going too far.
Oh, yeah.
This bitch.
Yeah.
That's all It's my birthday.
Let's get this going.
That's exactly how I did it. Fucker. My bad. Okay, well, obviously, was you had... Let me talk to my social media joint.
Yeah, talk to that bitch, because I don't give a fuck. Yeah, going too motherfucking far, you motherfuckers. You cancel shit for no more. Cancel goddamn self.
Cancel your goddamn self.
Okay? Yeah, two motherfucking far.
So do you ladies have anything else to say before we hit our last words on this?
Cancel these nuts.
Okay. How about you? Social media joint.
All I'm going to say is that with this cancel culture, at the end of the day, y'all going to do what y'all want to do.
Factual.
It don't matter what the wave is. Y'all going to do what y'all want to do.
These nuts.
So, whatever you can live with whatever you can't. It's up to you. Honestly, it's up to you.
Exactly. So, with you saying that, do you have any last words?
That was it.
Anything else to add on to your... Okay. So, how about you, Operation Jones, do you have anything else to say before we wrap this thing up?
Is this my last words moment?
she don't really need another one.
I don't got no more.
You had nothing?
Oh, I thought you want liquor.
No!
Do you have
Is this my last words moment?
Yes!
Oh, yeah. Justice for Breonna Taylor. Fuck them motherfucking cops. Fuck up Louisville. Fuck you and your fucking family.
Burn it down.
Ruckus, bitch ass nigga. And safe sex is the motherfucking best sex, bitch. Bitch.
I felt that. It's the shimmy.
Okay. I hate that shit. I'm so sick of that.
it's this for me. It's that for me. Oh, it's this for me. Oh, it's that for me. No, get a fucking life for me. Okay? That's what I want y'all to do. Get a fucking life for me.
She didn't cancel it for me. Okay? I'm so sick of that.
Period.
Period.
It's the bob for me. Okay? It's the earrings for me.
No, bitch, get a life for me.
Damn me.
And so with that said, the business John, I would like to say, you guys just keep the party going. Keep it real for the culture. You know, don't do it just so you can be on TV and do it for the other folk and rock and roll with your people.
If don't do it for the gram.
Please don't do it for the gram. Don't do it for the vine, the gram, the book, nothing. Just because your people's is rock and rolling with it doesn't mean that you have to either. You know, you don't got to ride the same wave if that's not what you believe. You know, stay true to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Period. So, y'all, this motherfucking episode was another good one. We got this one in a bag. The ladies of the Get 'Em Girl crew. We did it again. Okay. And, of course, this is the Operations John birthday week, y'all.
I don't know if we're gonna make it.
Y'all pray for us, all right, B.
I don't think we're gonna make it.
All right, Jones, y'all out there, whoever listening to us, y'all make sure y'all check us out on all platforms. We're about on 40 of them. You can listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
That includes iHeart.
Why y'all be underestimating this?
Well, whatever. It is okay. So iHeart Radio, Amazon Music.
Pandora Radio.
Spotify. Apple. Okay. You got Google. You got a whole bunch.
A whole lot of motherfucking more.
Okay. Y'all make sure y'all go in, y'all listen, y'all rate, y'all review. Please rate and review your favorite Jones.
Don't forget.
Because we appreciate it. Like we always say, we love to hear from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know how y'all feel about these episodes. And, you know.
We're on motherfucking Roku.
Okay.
Streamy, bitch.
Hey, that's my name. I said it so I can say it.
You took too long.
Okay.
No, bitch. You're supposed to say Roku.
If you have a Roku device, you can definitely stream us on Roku. Okay. You can find us on Politicking Broadcasting Network. All right, you just go there, add Politics and Broadcasting Network to your favorites, and then you'll see your favorite Johns amongst a whole host of bomb ass people.
Bomb ass, dope ass, black motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's okay. Bring you all kind of content. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you just go ahead on Roku and holler at it. You know what I'm So, and of course, go on YouTube and subscribe, okay? GG Crew on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, ggcrew.com. Check us out, all right? But your favorite Jones, we'll hit y'all with another hot motherfucking episode next week, as we do every week.
Okay.
And new episodes on Sunday at 6 p.m. We're going to check y'all out. Bye, guys.
Bye.
This is the Business John. You can find me, IG, Simply Bella, Facebook, Whitney White. What about you, Operations John?
You can find me on Instagram at Miss MS underscore Brown 3Y3Z. And then on Facebook, Sharonda Brown Eyes Spence.
All right, and you can find me, social media, John, on IG with J underscore Dominique H. And on Facebook, Jamila Punkin Hodge. And then for the Get 'Em Girl Crew.
Get 'Em Girl Crew.
You can find us on IG, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, every place at GEG. CREW. That's GEG Crew. And that is your Get 'Em Girls.
Hey.